Well, good morning and welcome to our service. A few announcements to start out our morning worship. First of all, congratulations to Lucas and Kate on the birth of their son, Sawyer Lee. Sawyer was born April 27th, weighed 8 pounds, 11 ounces, and was 21 and 3 quarters inch long. Other announcements, custodian needed. We are in need of a custodian for the church. This position would be 25 to 30 hours per month. For information, you can contact one of the deacons. Other things going on this week, tonight we'll have youth group at 6 o'clock on Zoom again. Any of the youth that are watching, just a reminder to watch the third video of Not a Fan on Right Now Media, and we'll be discussing that tonight. Tuesday, the elders will be meeting at 7 o'clock here at the church. With this, we ask you to continue to watch for the watch your email for the next week as we discuss plans for the upcoming Sundays. Also on your email, last week we would have celebrated our seniors, and we weren't able to do that. And so on your email with the bulletin was a list of all of our graduating seniors from high school and for college, if you'd like to just lift them up in prayer at this time. With that, our call to worship this morning will be Colossians 3, 1 and 2, which is our church verse for the year. And it says this: "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth."
Well, good morning, one and all. Just a reminder that today we would have been gathering together to do our farewell and goodbye to Pastor Andrew and Marissa and the kids. Because of some of the changes, both for the baptism as well, we were to be celebrating baptisms today. Those will have been postponed and will take place sometime this summer. The Elliots have graciously agreed to come back, so that's kind of another addendum to that announcement. Our first song this morning is going to be number 10, O Worship the King. Number 10, the words will be on the screen behind me. O worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of His might, oh, sing of His grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space. His chariots of wrath the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in Thee do we trust, nor find Thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend.
Always tempted to say you may be seated, but we know that each of us are anxiously awaiting how things are going to be going in the next weeks or so.
And so we continue to pray for patience, but also for wisdom for our elected leaders. Also, we want to continue to pray for Anita and George. Anita may be having opportunity to be heading home this week, and so we will be praying for that transition. George is getting stronger each day, and we're grateful for the answers of prayer in their lives. Continue to pray for Andy's Uncle Dan, and also for Jerry and Kenny as we go through this week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the way that you watch over us. As we have just sung, that you are indeed King. You are sovereign over this world. You have not been caught by surprise by the changes of our schedule. You have made us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And yet we are also susceptible to the consequences and the curse of the fall. And we know you are not the author of evil. You've told us that, James tells us that that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, whom there is no shifting or changing of shadows, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we continue to ask that we would be mindful of your presence in the midst of our daily lives, that you don't always choose to remove the struggles that we face, but you always walk with us through them, that the greatest tragedy in human history you did not prevent. You allowed your Son to walk to the cross, and as we have celebrated his death and his resurrection, that gives us hope. As Peter tells us, that we have been born into a living hope. Help us to experience that. Jesus said that he came to bring us life and to have it abundantly. And that is in the midst of hardship, of blessing. It is not taken away because of the hardships of life. Father, we want to lift up our church family to you. We continue to pray for Anita for strength, that she would be able to get home, for the changes of life, but also grateful to see how you have miraculously healed her. We pray for George, that you would watch over him and Donna, that you would be with them as in their family. Father, we also lift up Andy's Uncle Dan, that you would continue to heal in the situation he is in. Father, we lift up Jerry and Kenny, that you would continue to be with them. We think of those that are in the manor, the courtyard villa, Good Sam, that you would sustain them. You know, this is wearing on us, but we know it's wearing on them with the lack of visitors in the different facilities. We pray for our healthcare workers as they continue to labor with the uncertainty, continue to watch over them, be with those that are serving in government capacities. We ask that you would heal them and give them wisdom, that you would work through the decisions they make. Father, we ask that for safety for our elected leaders, for those that are serving our country, we pray for safety, especially those downrange, those deployed. Father, we lift up Rocky and Ruth to you, our missionaries of the month, that you would be with them as they labor down in Kansas, the different aspects of his ministry that you've called him to, and it, again, has seen some changes because of his lack of being able to visit the nursing homes, the hospitals, help him in his chaplaincy ministry, be with their extended family as changes are being made. Father, we just ask that you would strengthen their hands to the work that you've called them to. Thank you for the opportunity of being a part of their ministry there in Kansas and for other ministries and missionaries that we support. We pray for James and Heidi in Italy. We thank you that they have been able to take the masks that they've been given and to give them out to different churches in Italy. And we pray that also that the tracts that they send, the contacts they make, the gospel will go forth. For our service today, we pray for the technical details, but we also pray that you would be with each aspect of our service.
be with Pastor Jason as he brings your message. Lay your anointing hand upon him. In Jesus' name, amen. Our next hymn that we're going to sing is number 389. 389, More About Jesus. More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every in each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own, more of his kingdom sure increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the words of that hymn. We thank you for the reminder that we should want more of Jesus. And we pray that that would be our desire each day, to know you more, to understand more what it means to live our lives in a manner that's worthy of the gospel, that is Christ-like in our interactions with others. We pray that you'd be with our time now as we continue looking in the Sermon on the Mount, and we continue to see very practical instruction that we can take and apply to our lives. I pray that we would be receptive to what your word has to say, and that you would use it to continue to transform our minds and our hearts to be more like you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.